To summarize, there are a number of enhancements to the Tropical program in Build 1731. See the 2018 Tropical Operations course in the CLC for a comprehensive overview. The Ensemble tool has also received additional enhancements, and you now have the ability to display a field as an image as well as have more control over contouring. The tracking mediagram breaking of the product toggle keyboard shortcut has now been fixed. The Flash products submenu is now a baseline item. However, Flash data will not be distributed on the SBN until later this year, so unless your ITO has set up a Flash data ingest for your local site, you will not be able to view the data. There are new products in WarnGen for dust storms and snow squalls in this build for experimental offices to use. Also new in this build is the ability to make product requests for all cuts at or below a certain elevation, as well as all cuts of lowest N elevations, where N is a number. Additionally, free text messages through the text workstation now go out to the FAA. There are a number of FFMP fixes in this build. The gauge trace on the basin trend graph is now correctly labeled gauge instead of VGB. Flash flood guidance is no longer mapped to the wrong basin, as was occasionally the problem in previous builds. And you can now filter out virtual gauge basins from the basin table that don't report precip. The product generation tool, or PGEN, has been added to the GFE perspective, and the topography data used in GFE has been updated. The National Blend of Models has received an upgrade with additional data elements and inputs. A bug that leads to incorrect LAPS and MSAS data has now been fixed. TAFs will now be produced in XML format in addition to ASCII format. This will be automatic, so you don't have to do anything different. Finally, 1731 comes with many under-the-hood changes that are relevant to ITOs and AWIP's focal points, so make sure to use the resources provided in the Resources tab and carefully read the living release notes.